Welcome to the Island Weekly. I'm Anne Hodgson and you're listening to the edition of the 11th of August 2008. Today's topic is Stern Men by Elizabeth Gilbert. Before I set off for Croatia and then Drummond Island, I'd like to leave you with another reading tip. Stern Men is a first novel by Elizabeth Gilbert. Her heroine is an independent, smart, and plucky 19-year-old girl called Ruth, who fritters away the summer on a remote island populated by oddball lobstermen, who are feuding with the lobstermen on a second island. Ruth is back after 4 years of boarding school, and in fact the island of her childhood is too small for her. She needs a job, and a lover would be nice too. The blurb on the back cover reads, "Ruth wondered whether she would enjoy lobster fishing more if she had her own boat, if she were the captain. Maybe it was just working with her father that was so unpleasant. She couldn't imagine, though, whom she would enlist as a sternman. She ran over the names of all the young men from Fort Niles and quickly confirmed that, yes, they were all idiots. Every last drunken one of them. Incompetent, lazy, surly, inarticulate, funny-looking." The good news, of course, is that she does find work, and she falls in love with the enemy, and somehow manages to reconcile the feuding islands in the process. What totally hooked me was her relationship to her home island. It was Ruth Thomas's firm position that she belonged nowhere but on Fort Niles Island. This was the position she took with her mother. She was truly happy only on Fort Niles. Fort Niles was in her blood and soul. And the only people who understood her were the residents of Fort Niles Island. None of this, it must be said, was entirely true. It was important to Ruth in principle that she feel happy on Fort Niles, although for the most part she was pretty bored there. She missed the island when she was away from it, but when she returned, she immediately found herself at a loss for diversion. She made a point of taking a long walk around the shoreline the minute she came home. "I've been thinking about this all year," she would say. But the walk took only a few hours. And what did she think about on that walk? Not much. There was a seagull. There was a seal. There was another seagull. The scenery was as familiar to her as her bedroom ceiling. She took books down to the shore, claiming she loved to read near the pounding surf. But the sad thing is that many places on this earth offer better reading environments than wet, barnacle-covered rocks. When Ruth was away from Fort Niles, the island became endowed with the characteristics of a distant paradise. But when she returned to it, she found her home cold and damp and windy and uncomfortable. Still, whenever she was on Fort Niles, Ruth wrote letters to her mother saying, "Finally, I can breathe again." Elizabeth Gilbert is being compared to John Irving, and I can recommend this book for the sheer joy of the language she uses to bring her characters and the island they inhabit to life. I'll be updating this blog from Drummond Island, but the Island Weekly podcast is taking a break and will start up again in September. Have a good August, and I hope you tune in for more in September. Bye now.